good. Storyteller extraordinaire, Eleanor, is going to share with us now. You want some help here?
No, I think I can manage.
Okay.
But I would like some company up here. Can we have some other people, please? Where's Hayden? I need you, Hayden. Can't do without you this morning. Right. Well, we've been hearing a lot about a guy called Nehemiah lately, haven't we? Yeah, and what did he do? Can you remember the main thing that he's remembered for?
Inspecting the wall.
He inspected the wall, yes. What was wrong with the wall?
It
fell down, part of it, didn't it? So what did he have to do? That's right. Do you remember building the wall with your blocks one time when Daddy did the children's talk? Yes. That was pretty important. Well, it took a long time, but in the end, the wall got finished and they decided to have a very special service called a dedication. It was something to say thank you to God for helping us get this wall finished. And it was a very joyful time. And there was much singing. I think it said in the Bible there were two choirs. Do you know what a choir is? It's a group of people singing their hearts out. Yes. And there was also a lot of instruments. And one instrument was a trumpet. And I think Mr. Solari must be away at the other ends of the earth because I couldn't get hold of him. I thought he might still have his trumpet and he could come along and give us a good blow on his trumpet. The only thing I could find to replace it at home was this pathetic little thing. And it doesn't, I don't know how you meant to make a noise out of it. I can't make a noise. But they had things like this, and they had things like violins with strings that they were big harp things, and they made nice noises with these strings. So there was a lot of happiness, and everybody was there to praise God. Well, have you ever had a project, Cynthia, that took a long time to do, and eventually you got to the end of it?
Yeah.
Have you had some of those things at school? Yeah. Can you remember what one was?
I have to do a question about living world.
Oh, about the world? Oh, that would be a big project. Yay. Were you very happy at the end of it when you got through it?
Yeah.
Did you have a party?
No.
No. Well, I was thinking of your mum this time next year when she gets through all her nursing. I think she might have a party to celebrate. Well, I thought today, seeing it was such an important day, we might have a party. And I found some of these things at home. You know what these are? Party hats. Think you might put a party hat on? And would you like a purple party hat? Or Mum might help you put it on, because I'm going to have one. Got to have a party hat when we have a party. Yeah. Something like that. And when you have a party, there's one rather special thing you usually have when we have parties for. What type of things do we have parties for?
Birthdays.
Yay. Well, somebody did have a birthday yesterday, didn't they? I think. So anyway, we've got a cake, and sometimes you might have lollies at a party. Do you think so? Yeah, we might have some lollies. And this cake has got something on the top. What do you think these things are, Hayden? Do you know what they are?
Candles.
Oh, very good. You're very clever. So I think we might light our candles. I don't know. The number doesn't mean anything. Ow, come on, light up. Ow. That one was getting a bit hot. Right, and when you have a cake with candles on, you sing something, and we've already sung it, haven't we? So we're going to have to blow our candles out now. Who'd like to have a blow? Oh, very good, Cynthia. You have. Oh, very good. That's great. Yes, we've been smoking up the front here. That's not too good. And you think we'd better have a bit of cake?
Yes.
It's only for the. It's only for the people in the front row. That'll teach all the ones who sit down the back. Well, I hope it's all right. Oops. I'm going to get the whole lot. It's not cut properly.
You want to waste saucer, Eleanor?
Oh, well, are you going to drop your crumbs? Can you reach this? Do you want a bit, Hayden? You don't? Oh, thought you liked cake. But I'll give Mum a bit. She's in the front row. She can help you eat it. Would you like a piece, little John?
Thank you.
See, you're brave enough to sit up the front.
Thank you.
And our minister's got his tongue hanging out. Yes, I should have brought some serviettes, shouldn't I? Well, sorry about all the big people who haven't got any. But if you turn up at morning tea, you might find something there. Well, they had a great party when they got the wall finished. And often when we celebrate things, we have parties too, don't we? Which is very good. Okay, so we'll just find out more about this when we hear about the service later. So we'll just have a wee prayer now as we finish. Dear God, we thank you for what we've learnt from Nehemiah, that when we have a job to do, that we should keep at it until it's finished. And help us to remember to ask you for help to get through all the hard times. We thank you for times of celebration when we can have good times to say thank you for. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mighty ho.
Thank you, Eleanor. There's a lesson in there about the front chairs.